Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Skarret. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Skarret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarret hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Skarret reaches third base with a triple. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skarret scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skarret. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Cedric Durst now playing left field. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Porter reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reagan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Averill moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. George Smith now pitching. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell tags and scores. two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Porter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Porter. Miller moves to second. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jamison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jamison moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Berry and he is out, Miller applying the tag. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliver tags and scores. One out. It's 8-2, Indians. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Goldman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durst. Goldman reaches second base with a double. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Goldman moves to third. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves pinch hits for Hal Rhein. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Reeves now playing shortstop. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Averill steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver throws the ball into Reeves who tags Sewell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Averill scores. It's 9-2, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Durst hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Indians. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-2 in the game. Harder hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Webb reaches third base with a triple. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Webb tags and scores. One out. It's 10-3, Indians. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-1 in the game. Reeves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Averill moves to third. It's 11-3, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Durst strikes out. Myatt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Durst out. There goes Tote. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.